Okay, before we get started, I just want you to listen. There are no crows. It's wild. Oh, well, okay, there's a couple crows. They're flying. Morning. So, good morning. It is 6:25 on Thursday, March 9th, 2023. It's 40 degrees, which is 4.4 degrees Celsius. 73% humidity. It's dry, relatively speaking. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Yeah, any crow sound you're hearing on this walk is flying crows. They didn't roost. They didn't roost last night. They're not roosting this morning. I don't know what it's going to be like when we get down by Burnside, because that's their customary roosting spot. But it's quiet. It's peaceful. So I don't know how to deal with this. My voice sounds awfully loud. A crowless morning. So I just encountered my first named NPC on this walk. And for those of you who are not tuned in to the whole vernacular of the morning walks, back when I was doing this in Chicago, I'll be walking around the North Pond in Lincoln Park, and there was this group of individuals that were always walking their dogs or jogging or what have you at that time. And as I continued to do my circuit around the North Pond, I got to know these people. And we would connect and learn about their dogs and so on. And it was very cool. I mean, they were really, literally, they were my first friends in Chicago, were those people that I'd meet in the morning. And, you know, when I moved to Cheyenne, of course, there's nobody walking the prairies at 6:30 in the morning, so there weren't any NPCs, non-player characters, on the walk. But here, you know, there's Big Hair Dude and there's the walking couple, and a little old lady coming home from work. There are a number of people that I see fairly regularly, but we haven't actually introduced ourselves yet. But there's a cute dog guy who I don't think I've mentioned, but we've kind of seen each other back and forth over these past months. And today I was getting ready to start the walk and he was coming up and we got to talking. We're talking about the lack of crows and the crow phenomena of Portland. And so his name is Nick. His dog's name is Hank. Cute little, I don't know, terrier type, Scotty terrier pup. Adorable little guy. Ah, here we go. Now I'm feeling more at home. We're approaching Burnside and there are definitely roosting crows here. Okay, whew. The order of the world is restored. But that's kind of a landmark event. First NPC. of the walk. So that was fun. Abracadabra in my cup this morning. Yum. So, and another aspect of this walk that some of you may not be clued into is the fact that quite frequently, not always, but frequently, I will be carrying a towel with me. Partly because, I mean, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy showed us that having a towel is just good strategy for pals, for being about in the world. Morning. But especially in Portland, very important, very relevant, because it's often wet, or at least damp. And as is my custom, I like to marinate a bit before commencing the walk, just to settle the mind, or awaken the mind, as the case may be. Take stock of what's been going on, and maybe what I actually want to talk about, who knows. But if it's been raining, the bench is going to be wet. And also unique to Portland, if the crows have been roosting over said bench, it might be anointed in various and sundry ways. So having a towel on hand for these morning walks is an essential accoutrement. Not always. Probably once we hit summer, spring and summer, and we have long stretches of no rain. I assume that happens at some point. It certainly happened when I first got here. And will happen again, I'm sure. And the crows have shifted their roosting habits. We'll be able to eschew the towel. But until such time, my towel is a trusty companion. So yeah. Nate messaged me. My buddy Nate down in Tennessee messaged me and said there is an actual phenomena, and I'm not going to do the song again, but there is a condition, process, a named process for hearing voices in noise. So I figured there had to be, but can I make it? Nope. Maybe? No. I will be a good pedestrian and let the traffic go. Damn. Dude's got some serious noisy tires going on there. I've noticed that with some of the walking the streets as I do. Periodically I'll hear a car that sounds like it's driving on gravel. And you know, there is none. It's asphalt. It's not gravel. But man, it sounds like... So I assume those are studded tires? I've heard of studded tires all my life. I've never owned any. I don't know what they look like, but I assume they have little studs on them, hence the name, to help grip in inclement weather. And I've noticed periodically, not a lot, but every now and then, because it stands out, walking down the street and you hear... It's like, holy crap. Can't be good for the asphalt. But nobody's thinking about that. No. They want to maintain traction and control of their vehicle. God, people are so selfish. So studded snow tires. All right. I can't imagine we're getting that much more snow here. I mean, it's, I'm not a seasoned Portlander, but I can only imagine we're pretty much past the worst of it as far as snow goes. I mean, good Lord, it's mid-March already. So, morning. A lot of traffic. I mean, I'm a couple minutes late, but holy smokes. Wait, it's not Wednesday, it's Thursday. Did I say it was Wednesday? It's Thursday. Thursday the 9th. It is the 9th. God, I am so temporally challenged. Trust nothing that you hear on this cast. The lack of crow orientation clearly has me discombobbled, but we'll endure.
Morning.
God. Really, I mean, not hearing the crows is kind of, I mean, it's still and quiet and peaceful, but it's also a little disconcerting. And eventually they're going to move on. They're not going to continue roosting. The pattern apparently is, you know, November through March, and then they go about their business of roosting where they usually roost in the summer months. Well, where do the crows summer? We know where they winter. So. Oh well. So I started watching a series on Netflix called You, and I'm not sure I'm going to keep watching it. It's one of those, it's like there's that series Dexter, and I know some of you are going, yeah, Dave, I've watched every episode and I love it, that I have not watched, but it focuses on a serial killer. And, you know, serial killer as a protagonist. It's like, wow, that's like peak America right now. The fact that that's a hot topic. That's a popular series, or it was. But this one deals with a stalker, basically. And he's fixated on this woman, and it's all about his pursuit of this woman. And it's, I think like all shows like this that focus on a pattern of behavior that is generally considered not good, it raises conflicting responses, because any protagonist, any focus of the story, you're going to, as an audience member, lean into them and try to be sympathetic to them. I mean, that's kind of how we're conditioned in terms of storytelling, is to respond and root for the protagonist. And I guess if you're looking for someone to have an arc of growth and resolution of demons and actuation into full humanity or whatever, starting with a stalker or a serial killer is about as low as you can get, so you have a nice big arc to walk them through. But I don't know, I've been enjoying it somewhat. I mean, it's intriguing in sort of a car crash kind of way to see how things are going to move forward, because he seems to have genuine feelings for her, but he's also a stalker, and he's already killed an ex-boyfriend who the story writers made a complete douchebag, and even a murderer himself. So there's kind of like this weird moral vindication, like, it's okay if he killed him because he's a bad guy. It's like, and that's a whole nother topic of conversation, the whole bad guys must be killed in action movies thing. But we don't have time for that, because I've literally already gone through Jameson Square, so I'm behind schedule in wrapping this up. So very quickly, It's Thursday, it's Friday Eve. The weekend looms and we're already feeling that acceleration into whatever awesomeness the weekend is going to bring. So please do have a lovely Thursday. Have I don't know. There's absolutely no theme from that, so there's nothing I can work. So just have a great day. And I hope you find a new NPC. How about that? I hope a new NPC comes into your world that you can put a name to and has a dog and all of that good stuff. It's always nice to expand the cast list of our lives, right? So, yeah. And however it goes down, remember the words of Zigzag Claiborne, despite everything, create. I mean, really, we can't help it, but when you do it intentfully, when you sit down and say, I'm going to make this sandwich, I'm going to make this adventure, I'm going to make whatever, just gives it that much more mojo. And love fearlessly. As risky as it is, you really kind of can't lose. So, anyway, I will do the same, and I will talk to you soon.